Nisechtes Kedushin, Daf Samach, 16 lines on the bottom of Daf Nun Tesem Beis. We saw in the Mishnah, Daf Nun Chesem Beis, the following two cases. Number one, the Mishnah stated, Ha'im le'isha re'a mekudeshes li la'acha shalash miyayim, that if Reuven says to Rachel, that I'm being mekadesh you after 30 days, u'ba'acha v'kitcha p'tech shalash miyayim, and then Shimon went and was mekadesh Rachel within that 30-day period, mekudeshes l'sheni, then Rachel will be mekudeshes to Shimon. And the Mishnah then continued with another case, me'acha v'acha shalash miyayim, that if Reuven said to Rachel, that I want to be Mekadosh you from now and after 30 days, and once again, Shimon was Mekadosh you within that 30-day period, then there is a suffix as to the status of her Kedushin, and our Gemara today will explain this case and explain exactly what we mean when we say Mekudeshes ve'ena Mekudeshes. And our Gemara begins and quotes from the first case that we just mentioned, on Mekudeshes l'sheni, and right now, the Gemara will bring a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, and at this point, the Gemara thinks that this machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is going on the first case that we mentioned in a scenario where Reuven said to Rachel, "Harei mekudeshes li l'acha shalish miyayim," and if Shimon went and was mekadesh within that 30-day period, then the din of the Mishnah was that's mekudeshes l'sheni. So Rav mekudeshes l'sheni l'olam. Rav states when the Mishnah stated that she is mekudeshes to Shimon, she will be mekudeshes to Shimon forever. And as Rashi says that since Shimon was mekadesh her and his kedushin is chal, so im betelin l'acha lamed, his kedushin is not bottled after 30 days, as Reuven made a condition and he said that my Kedusha will only be Chal after 30 days. Therefore, during that 30-day period, she kulin panuyim Kedusha Rishayin, the entire 30-day period is pani from the Kedusha Rishayin, and therefore certainly Rachel's Mekudeshes to Shimon. However, Shmuel Om Mekudeshes L'Sheni Ad Lamin Yoyim, that Shmuel says, although she will be Mekudeshes to Shimon, that will only be until 30 days, and La'achal Lamin Yoyim Paka Kedusha Sheni, the Gamri Kedusha Rishayin, after 30 days, then Shimon's Kedushin will be Paka and Reuven's Kedushin will be Chal. And the Gemara continues that being that we're learning that the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is in the case where Reuven said to Rachel, Harei akum mekudeshes li la'acha shalash miyayim, so Yosef Rav Chista v'kakashle, so Rav Chista was sitting and he asked the following question, Kedushi sheni b'may paki, that l'chari, since Shimon was mekadesh Rachel during this interim 30-day period, l'chari, after 30 days, why should his Kedushin be Paka? And Amalei Rabbi Yosef, so Rabbi Yosef said back to Rav Chista, Ma'ar reishna masl v'kash. The reason that this question bothers you is because you learned the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel was referring to the case of a Mishnah where Reuven said to Rachel, "Harei mekudeshes li la'acha shalosh miyayim." Zok Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, Sefer Maslov le'kashlei. Rav Yehuda taught that the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel was referring to the last case of a Mishnah where Reuven said, "Harei mekudeshes li me'achshav la'acha shalosh miyayim." Therefore, your question is not troublesome. And Ein Chanami, certainly Shmuel would agree to Rav in the case of the Mishnah where Reuven said to Rachel, that once Shimon is Mekadesh Rachel during the 30-day period, that she's Mekudeshes to Shimon La'ilam. Rabbi Yosef now continues and explains the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel as it would pertain to the last case of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated that if Reuven said to Rachel that I want to be Mekadesh you Me'achshav La'achshav Lishmiyayim, that Mekudeshes Ve'ena Mekudeshes, so Rav explained on Mishnah Mekudeshes Ve'ena Mekudeshes La'ilam, that it will always be a suffix as to who Rachel is Mekudeshes to, and therefore if Rachel would want to get married to anyone else aside from Reuven and Shimon, she would be required to receive a get both from Reuven and from Shimon. And as Rashi states, Vasur l'shneim b'loy get ha'echad, and even if she would want to stay married to one of them, then she'd be usur to both of them until she at least got a get from the other party. And at that point, she would have to go and redo a kedushin with the other party in order to make sure that her kedushin is b'tayr's vaday. And the Gemara will explain the shita of Rav in a moment. And Shmuel Oma, and Shmuel states, Mekudeshes fe'ena mekudeshes ela abam. That the only time it's a suffix if she's mekudeshes to Reuven or to Shimon is only until 30 days, as we would have to wait and see what the status is of the kedushin at the point of 30 days, as if Reuven would die prior to 30 days, or if Reuven would be chayzer from the kedushin prior to 30 days, and since Reuven's kedushin was not chal, so Shimon's kedushin was properly chal within 30 days. However, Shmuel holds that once we see after 30 days that Reuven wasn't chayzer or Reuven did not die, and therefore la'achal so at that point there's no longer a suffix if Rachel is Mekudeshes to Shimon, and she is certainly Mekudeshes to Reuven. And the Gemara will now continue and explain the basis for the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. And the Gemara states, Rav misafkele itra have ichazar have. Rav had a suffix if when Reuven says mikan vad lamed yoyim, did Reuven mean to say that I want the Kedusha to be chal and I'm making it tonight that I should be alive after 30 days, or I shouldn't be chayzer within 30 days, but once I'm not chayzer, then certainly definitely the Kedusha was chal from this moment, and therefore, if Reuven was not chayza, or if Reuven did not die within 30 days, then Shimon's Kedusha was not a valid Kedusha. Or do we say that actually Reuven was chayza, and although originally he intended for the marriage to take place immediately, but then he was chayza b'techtei diba, and he said, I don't want this marriage to be chal right now, I only want the marriage to be chal after 30 days, and if that is the case, then for certain, Shimon's Kedusha was chal, as Shimon was Mekadosh Rachel within 30 days, and Reuven's Kedusha would only be chal after 30 days. And Lefi Rav, this suffix remains forever, and therefore there's a suffix if Rachel's Mekudeshes to Reuven and Shimon, and that suffix remains forever, and therefore if Rachel wants to get married to anyone else, she would need a get both from Reuven and from Shimon. And the Gemara now continues to explain the Shita of Shmuel, Ushmuel Pshitale de Tnayave. However, Shmuel holds where Reuven says that I want to be Mekadoshu Me'achshav Ul'achash Leishim Yoyim, he means to make a Tnai, and therefore certainly the Tnai is only until 30 days, but once 30 days comes and Reuven was not yet chayza, or Reuven did not die, then certainly Rachel's mekudeshes to Reuven b'teres vaday. And the Gemara continues, "Plukta d'hani tanoi." This machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is similar to machlekes we have b'negeya get between the following two tanoim. The tanoi, as we looked at the brayso, "Mayoymul achemisa get ve'ina get to v'chum." The chum hold if Reuven gives a get to Rachel and he says the get should be chal mayoymul achemisa, so then it's a suffix, it's a valid get or not, and l'chayr the chacham seem exactly like the shita of Rav, that there's a suffix if he means to say a tnai. Reuven meant to say that I want to get to be chal right now, conditioned that at some point I die, and at the time that he dies, the get will be chal l'mafreya, and it's not a get l'achamisa. However, we have to be mesupik that maybe Reuven meant to say that I want to get to only be chal l'achamisa, as when he said me'ayom l'achamisa, it really was a chazara, and certainly the get would not be chal as in get l'achamisa. And as Rashi states over here, in get l'achamisa, the kivin nemis, hechim megarish. The Brisa continues, Rabbi Oimek Kazaget. Rabbi states that in this case, it is a valid get, as once Reuven dies, then it's going to be a get l'mafreya, as when Reuven said, ma'yoyim l'achamisa, it definitely is a tnai, and he meant to say, I want to get to be chal once I die, but I want to be chal at this moment. And the Gemara states, v'neim Rav halacha rabbanon, if it's actually the same achlikas between Rav and Shmuel, then why didn't Rav just say that halacha follows rabbanon of this Brisa, v'neim Shmuel halacha Rebbe, and Shmuel should say, I pass like Rebbe, and they didn't have to go and give a new scenario. And the Gemara answers, Tricha, that we actually had to have the machlikas of Rav and Shmuel, the Ilu Am Rav halacha Rabbanon, because if Rav would have just said simply that I hold like Rabbanon, have mina, hustle mukhaikasi, that the only time that we pass like Rabbanon is only b'negei gegershin, because over there we are trying to distance yourself from your wife, and therefore it's very difficult for a person to do so. And as Rashi states, v'koshab einav l'rachko l'gasha l'hochi hodr b'im ma'achshav, maybe that is why we were mesupik that potentially Reuven was chayza, and Reuven didn't want this get to be chal, and that's why he said that the get should only be chal achamisa, as he knew that ain't get lachamisa, and potentially he was trying to be vatal the get. However, aval hocha, in the case of our Mishnah, where Reuven said, harei amakudeshesli me'achashav l'achshalei shinyayim, the lekrebekasi, where he's trying to get married to her, and therefore likely he wants to be able to marry her as quickly as possible, eimam moidele l'shmuel, the tnayavi. So maybe in this case, even Rav would agree to Shmuel that there's no question that he wasn't chayza, and certainly Reuven meant this as a tnai, and certainly Reuven wants to be Mekadosh Rachel from this moment, and only if he's still alive after 30 days, or he wasn't chayza, and therefore Rav would agree to Shmuel that once 30 days come, then there would not be a suffix any longer, and Rachel would certainly be Mekudeshes to Reuven. The Gemara continues, V'yam Shmuel Alka Rebbe, if Shmuel would say that Alka follows Rebbe in the case of Gerishin, have mina hasamu de in get lachemisa, maybe we would say that since over there, everyone knows that a get cannot be chal l'achamisa, therefore certainly it must be that Reuven created a tnai, and he meant to say that if I die, then the get should be chal me'achshav. And as Rashi explains, hasamu d'amat tnahu v'loy chazara, the adam yedeya de in get l'achamisi, u'midu d'chdi loy avit inish d'amar, and it doesn't make sense that a person would do a meaningless act, and he would give a get to his wife, and he would say, I only want the get to be chal l'achamisa, if everyone knows that in get l'achamisa. I will hocha d'yesh kedush l'achalamid, but over here we were talking about a case where Reuven said, me'achshav l'achalamid yoyim, and of course Kedushin can be chal after 30 days. Maybe Shmuel would also be made to Rav that potentially Reuven was actually chayza from his original thought, and he really doesn't want the Kedushin to be chal right now, and he only wanted to be chal at a later point. And that's why Shmuel stated that even b'negei Kedushin, when Reuven states, me'achshav l'achalamid yoyim, he means this as a tnai and not as chazara and tzricha, and that is why we need to state the machlekes between Rebbe and Chacham and b'negei Gerishin, and we also need Rav and Shmuel to say that the same machlekes machlekes would apply in the gay kedushin. And before we continue, let's point out that the Rishonim are bothered that the Gemara Masechet Baba Basra states that although we have a concept that someone could be chayza b'techtei diba, however, we do not say this concept b'negei certain items, and one of those items is b'negei kedushin, and therefore, how could it be that we have a tzad that this person, when he stayed me'ach shvach shevayim, meant it as a chazara, if a person can't be chayza, and the Ritva therefore says that the only time that the Gemara over there said that you can't be chayza by kedushin was dafka, where you actually already did the kedushin. For example, Reuven said, harei mekudeshes li, he gave the woman a ring, and then immediately afterwards, he said, I want to be chayza, and even though it's techtei diba, since kedushin is such an important action, therefore, there's no concept of being chayza b'techtei diba. However, over here, where Reuven did not yet do any act, and prior to actually doing the maisa of kedushin, he wants to be chayza, so in that diba, even with the gay kedushin, you can be chayza. And actually, the Tzri HaZaken on the Ermid says this in few words, and he says, v'yachol lachsa, shrei loy nosin lo hakesef, ad shechaza boy ayin sham. And our Gemara continues, Amma Abaya, Abaya states, ul tamech du Rav, and according to the Svar of Rav, that when Reuven said, me'ach shevlach shlosh yoyim, this is a suffix, if he meant this as a t'nai or as a chazara, so bo echav v'omol lo harei mekudesh lo zlim, me'ach shevlach shlosh yoyim, if Reuven went over to Rachel and said, I mekadesh you me'ach shevlach lo amin yoyim, u bo echav v'omol lo, and then Shimon went over to Rachel and said, harei mekudesh lo zlim, me'ach shevlach shlosh yoyim, that the kedusha should be chal me'ach shev, and after 20 days, u bo echav v'omol lo harei mekudesh lo zlim, me'ach shev, u la'ach asar yoyim, and then Levi went to Rachel and said, harei mekudesh lo zlim, from now and after 10 days, so zokta baya, and we continue on daf samach and aleph, that according to Rav, may rishon ma'achrin tzricha get, may amtsoye ain it tzricha get, then in this case, since we have to be mesupik, if it was a t'nai, or if it was a chazara, b'negeya, all three people, therefore, Rachel will now be mekudeshes misupik to Reuven and to Levi, therefore, Rachel will be required to receive a get, both from Reuven and from Levi, if she decides that she wants to get married to another person, and if she wants to marry either Reuven or Levi, she would need a get from the other one. However, in this scenario, certainly she's not mekudeshes to Shimon, and therefore she does not need a get from Shimon. And the svar behind this is very simple. Since any time that someone says me'achshav u la'acha shleish miyayim, we have to be mesupik if it's a t'nai or if it's a chazara. So when Reuven said it, so potentially Reuven was mekadesh Rachel at day one, and potentially the kedushin was only going to be a valid kedushin on day number 30. And on the tzad that Reuven meant this as a t'nai, then Reuven was mekadesh Rachel first, and therefore Rachel would be mekudeshes to Reuven and not to Shimon or Levi. However, we also have to be mesupik that maybe Reuven meant to say that I want to be mekadesh Rachel only after 30 days. And if that is the case, then certainly Rachel will be mekudeshes to Levi as lemaisa in the interim period. Levi was mekadesh Rachel, and on the tzad that he meant to chazara, so then Levi meant to say I'm being mekadesh Rachel after 10 days, and his kedushin was chal prior to Reuven's and prior to Shimon's. However, certainly Rachel is definitely not mekudeshes to Shimon, because memanoshach, either it's a t'nai and therefore she's mekudeshes to Reuven, or it was a chazara and Levi was the first kedushin and therefore she's mekudeshes to Levi and not to Shimon. And the Gemara now goes through this cheshbin manoshach as memanoshach itna have, if the lashon me'achshav la'achas shlosh yoyim is a lashon t'nai, the kama kedushin the hanach lav kedushin, then Rachel is mekudeshes to Reuven and not to Shimon or Levi. And a chazara have, if this lashon is always a chazara, the baster kedushay, then certainly she's mekudeshes to Levi, the hanach lav kedushay, and she's not mekudeshes to Reuven or Shimon. And the Gemara is pshita the lachir, this idea of abaya is something that's poshit, and what's the chiddush of abaya? And the Gemara answers ma'ar tema ha'lishn mash betnai mash bechazara v'tibay gita mikol chad v'chad kamash one. The one may have thought that when Reuven or Shimon and Levi say me'ach shelach shloish miyayim, there's also a potential to say that each one meant something else. And therefore, there is a potential to say that Rachel should be required to receive a get even from Shimon. And the svar behind this is that potentially we should say that when Reuven said me'ach shelach shloish miyayim, he meant this as a chazara, and therefore his kedushin will only be chal after 30 days. When Levi said me'ach shelach asar yomim, he meant this as a chazara, and therefore his kedushin will only be chal after 10 days. When Shimon said me'ach shelach asar yomim, he meant it as a t'nai, and therefore his kedushin was really chal right now. And therefore Shimon's kedushin was chal prior to Reuven's and prior to Levi's, as Reuven's kedushin will only be chal after 30 days, and Levi's kedushin will potentially only be chal after 10 days, and therefore maybe she actually is mekudeshes to Shimon. And therefore we should say that mishafik she should also be required to receive a get from Shimon, and therefore Abaye teaches us that that is not the case. This suffix as to what me'ach shelach shloish miyayim means is not a subjective question. It's not based on every individual Rachel's thought process, but it's based on what the Rabbanan felt that this Lashon meant. And the Rabbanan were Mesupik, and they had to study him as to what a Lashon on Ma'achshav Al-Achshav means. Does it mean that I want this Kedusha to be Chal right now, and it's only a Tanai? Or does this Lashon mean that I want the Kedusha to only be Chal at a later point, and it's a Chazara, and being that that's the case, so for Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, the same suffix always applies, and that's why there will never be a case that you are required to receive a get from Shimon, as either she's fully married to Reuven, or she's fully married to Levi, and there is no possibility that Rachel is actually married to Shimon. And before we continue, Rashi at the top of the Amud points out that even though in Abaye's scenario he stated that Levi said to Rachel, Rashi explains that Abaye's din would be the same even if Levi would have been Mekadesh Rachel and he would have just stated and he wouldn't have said that since there's no one that comes after him, therefore it's irrelevant if there was a Tanai or if it was a Chazara. El Sidra Nakavitana, since Benegay Reuven and Shimon, the case had to be where Reuven said and Shimon said, therefore Abaye continued and he said that Levi also stated, and the Gemara now continues that now that Abaye taught us that in the case where there were multiple people that said and therefore there's a suffix regarding all of them, if it's a Tanai or if it's a Chazara, now we understand that according to Rav, that the only two that there would be a suffix if Rachel is Mekudeshes to or not would be the first and the last person. However, anyone in the interim would not be a suffix. Certainly, Rachel is either Mekudeshes to Reuven or to the last person that tried to be Mekadesh Rachel. Certainly, Lefi Shmuel that holds that when someone says Me'achshav Achshav Shemayim, it's a Tanai, then certainly once 30 days comes, then there's Gila Milsal Mafreya that she's Mekudeshes to Reuven and not to anyone else. And the Gemara will now continue and bring the Shita that holds that even if 100 people are Mekadesh Rachel by saying the Lashon of Me'achshav Ula Achar, that the Kedushin is Chal for all of them, and therefore she would need to get from all 100 people. And as the Gemara continues, Ula Amra Biechan, Ula states in the name of Biechan, Afilu Meya Taifsimba, that even if 100 people would be Mekadeshar, all of their Kedushin are Taifis, and Rachel would be required to receive a get from all 100 of these men. Bechinam Rav Asi Amra Biechan, and Rav Asi also stated in the name of Biechan, Afilu Meya Taifsimba, and when our Mishnah said, Mekudeshes Ve'in Mekudeshes, it's not a suffix if she's Mekudeshes to Reuven or to Shimon, but she's actually Mekudeshes both to Reuven and to Shimon, and therefore she's required to receive a get both from Reuven and from Shimon. Taisa Rid explains further that the Lashon Mekudeshes means that she's Mekudeshes to all of them in the sense that she's required to receive a get from all of them, Aval Eina Mekudeshes Shetei Mutarislai, and at the same time she's not considered Mekudeshes to either one, and she's not Mutter to either one, Mipnei Sheshnei HaKedushin Taifsin Ba Ayin Sham. And the Rajba explains that since Rabbi Yechon used the Lashon Taifsin Ba, so it's Mashma Tfisa Gemura V'tzvicha Get V'atari Mekulon, and the reason why she's required to receive a get is based on a Din Deraisa and not based on a Din Safik. Once we understand the Shita Rabbi Yechon a bit better, we will get back to this point based on what Rashi says in Diba Maschal Azbar Lecha. And the Gemara now continues to explain the Svara behind Rabbi Yechon's ruling as Omli Rav Mishasha Breed Rav Ami Rav Asi. So Rav Mishasha, the son of Rav Ami, said to Rav Asi, who brought this member in the name of Rabbi Yechon, Azbar Lecha Time Rabbi Yechon, I will explain to you the reasoning of Rabbi Yechon's Shita, that Shavdi Nafshe Kishragad Livni Dechol Chad B'chad Revachal Chavri Shavak. In the case of Rabbi Yechon, where 100 men went over to Rachel and was Mekadeshah, and for example, Reuven said to Rachel, Arayat Mekudeshesli Me'achshav, and after 100 days, and then Shimon said, Arayat Mekudeshesli Me'achshav, and after 99 days, so we look at this as if it's a pile of bricks, and we know when building a pile of bricks, you don't place one brick on top of the other in order to form each stack of bricks. As Rashi explains, if you do so, then the entire wall will topple over as you won't have enough strength. Instead, as we know, when we see a row and a wall of bricks, we always see that the bricks are laid staggered, so the first row will be a full row of bricks, and the next level of bricks, they will start at the midpoint of the first brick, and this way, each individual brick will be supported by the two bricks that are under it, and of course, that gives it stronger stability, and the same way, each person that actually was Mekadesh this woman was leaving space for someone else to be able to be Mekadesh her as well, and it's as if he said, I am Mekadesh her from right now, but I'm leaving space that if someone wants to be Mekadesh her within 100 days, then their Kedushin should also be Chal. As Rashi states, Hachinami kol echad matzah mokim zman poni lekedushin v'tafse kulon la isra, and therefore all of them had some sort of tfisas kedushin. Therefore, Rachel is asa to everyone, and she is required to receive a get from all 100 men. And at the end of Taisa Diba Maschal, Afilu Meir Taisin Ba, this is Esfin Taima, a Mayim Rin Hachel Mekudeshes, that how could it be that we say that she's Mekudeshes to all 100 men, but we learned on Daf Zayin, Ha'imel Isha Chetzich Mekudeshesli, in Mekudeshes, that if someone wants to be Mekadesh, half of a woman, it's not considered a Dalar Kedushin. And over here it seems that each person is not being Mekadesh to a full woman. And Taim says, V'yesh Laima, the Hosam Hayin Taimo, L'fisha In Isha Miskadeshes Chatzayim, V'ushaya Beguf Isha, and there was some sort of a Shia in the Guf of the woman. Aval Hachel Lishaya Beguf Isha Klum, El Goymer Bekula, each person's Kedushin is Chal on the entire woman, Ayin Taisis. Before we continue, let's just point out that Meshasher said to Rabbi Asi, Azbal Chatayim Rabbi Echon, I will explain to you the Svara and the Shita of Rabbi Echon. And Rashi points out, the whole Lekalameimah, Taim Rabbi Echon, Meshum the Kasavish, Tev Lishayin is Mashma, that Lechoy, why don't we say that the reasoning of Rabbi Echon is exactly like Rab, is a suffix as to what this Lasha means when someone says, Me'achshav L'achshav L'ashim Yayim, doesn't mean a Chazara, or is it a Tanai? And therefore he said that you need to get from everyone. And Rashi explains that since the Lashon Rabbi Echon is Afilo Meir Tevsim Ba, so the Lashon of Tfisa is Mashma, that there's a Vade Kedushin for all 100 men, and it's not like Rav, that it's only a Suffolk Kedushin for each man, and we're just not certain who she's Mukudeshes to, and therefore we require a get from all of them. And as Rashi states, when the Tani types in Mashma the Sphirle, Sheesh Butzak Kedushin Lakulu, and the Gemara continues, Moshe Rav Chanina asked the following question Rabbi Echon from a Mishnah Mesechus Gittin on Daf Ayin Beis, as the Mishnah states that Reuven gives a get to his wife Rachel, and he states, My Yom Lachamisa, then get for in a get, then there's a Suffolk if this get is valid or not, and therefore the mess, if Reuven would die, Chaletzis Vloimisya Bemes, and Rav Chanina explains his question, Bishlem Rav Meseele, according to Rav, it makes sense, and this will actually be a raya to the Shita of Rav, when Reuven says, Ma Yom Lachamisa, or he says, Ma Yom Lachashleshim Yom, there's a Suffolk if he meant it as a Tnai, or if he meant it as a Chazara, since we're not sure if it's a get, therefore she's still required to have Chalitza, but Lumaisa, the brother-in-law cannot do Yibimtar, and let's go through the Suffolk, as if when Reuven said that Ma Yom Lachamisa, he meant it as a Tnai, then certainly the get was Chal, and therefore there's no requirement for Rachel to have a Yibim or Chalitza, and certainly she can't do Yibim, she is certainly also to her brother-in-law, as it's Esesh Ach, Shalai B'Makam Mitzvah, as Rashi says, Shem Megetu, V'Havu L'Gushas Achiv, V'Rehi Loi B'Karis, She'ina Le Zikas Yibim. However, on the tzad that Reuven was Chayza, and he meant to say, I only want to get to be Chal after I die, then certainly in Get L'Achamisa, therefore when Reuven died, he was actually still married to Rachel, and therefore Rachel fell Yibim to his brother, and therefore in order for her to get married, she needs Yibim and Chalitza, until she receives Chalitza, she would be also to get married L'Shuk, as is an Issa L'Sia, Isha Meisachutza L'Ishzar. And Rav Chanina continues, L'Shmuel Nami Hamani Rabbani, even according to Shmuel, he will say, although I hold when someone says, Me'yoyim U'Lachamisa, that certainly it's a Tnai, and therefore the get would be valid, certainly Rachel would not be required to have Chalitza or Yibim. However, this Mishnah could be going like the Shita Rabbanan that we brought beforehand on Daf Mem Tesem Beis, which was going like the Shita of Rav. And therefore, of course, this Mishnah would not be Shver and Shmuel. And as the Gemara explains, Va'no da Amiku Rebbe, as Shmuel could say, that I hold like the Shita of Rebbe, that Rebbe stated before, Kazeg get. And when Reuven stated, Me'achshav L'achamisa, he meant that as a Tnai and not as a Chazara, as we explained beforehand. El Rabbi Echon da Amish Yuravi, but according to Rabbi Echon, it says that each one is leaving over a space for the other Kedusha to be Chal. So over here also, when Reuven said to his wife Rachel that this get should be chal, my yom l'achamisa, it seems that he's leaving over some space in the gerushin, and therefore he's not completely divorcing Rachel, and therefore kol gitin u'mashayba b'lei klumu, we know that any get that has some sort of shia and leaves over space and is not megarisha completely is a chesaron increases, and therefore it's not considered a valid get. And if so, why does the Mishnah Maseches Gittin state that chaletzis floy misabemes, if yivumi namim yabim l'chayr din should be, Reuven's brother should even be able to do Yibim with Rachel, as Lemaisa Reuven's get was not a valid get, and therefore she was still married to Shimon's brother Reuven at the point that Reuven died. And we explain our Gemara, like the Shita of Rashi, that when the Gemara stated Kol Gitin Meshaya Be'Lav Klumu, that the Chesaron increases. However, Ayin and Taisus who proves that it can't be a Chesaron increases, and therefore Taisus explains the Gemara means to say that since this get is not Chal completely at this moment, and the only time that it's actually going to be Chal is only once Reuven dies, so then there's a cloud in Get L'Achamisa, and that's why this get is not valid. And our Gemara continues, Rava answers to Rav Chanina, get lahitzi umis lahitzi, that there are two ways for a woman to go out of a marriage. One is through a get, and another is through a misa, and sometimes you can combine both, as mashashaya get, gamrasi misa, that whatever the get left over in this woman's marriage was actually completed by the misa, and at that point, she goes out completely. That's why the Mishnah stated that chaletzis floy misa bemis, because on the one hand, she went out with a get, and therefore there would not be a din of Yibam. But Lamaisa, on the other hand, she went out partially through the Mises Habal, and therefore she was Zachak Libam, and that's why the Mishnah stated that she's Chaletzis, Vlei Misya Bemes. The Gemara states, Amalei Abaye, Abaye right away responds to Rava, that Lachar, this doesn't make sense. Mi Dami, get Maitia Mishis Yavam, Misa Machnasal Rishis Yavam, that even though it's true that there's two ways for a woman to go out of a marriage, but you can't combine both of them, as they both have different dinim. And the Raya is that we see from the din of Yibam that get and Misa don't accomplish the same thing, as if a man gives his wife a divorce, then certainly she doesn't fall to his brother for Yibam if he dies, and if he dies, then she would go into the Rishis of the Yavam. Therefore, it's impossible to combine both of these Yitzias, and get and Misa are two distinct Yitzias, and therefore you can't give his teretz for a Bechron. And Elam Abaya, therefore Abaya answers for a Bechron, Hasam Taim Amai, reason that the Mishnah Mesech Skitten stated that on Yom Alach Misa, get vein and get, v'mescher lesus v'loy Misa Bemes, is not a dinderaisa, and certainly the fear of Bechron, since she left a shear, therefore, the fear Rashi, it's not considered a krisis, and the fear Taisis, this is not considered a get, because it's a get Lach Misa, and certainly it's not a val get. Therefore, certainly, since Reuven died without any children, Rachel really should be Zakuk Yibam, and really, Shimon should be able to do Yibam with Rachel, and not only Chalitza. However, Abaye explains that over there, it's Gzeir Meshum, Ayoyim Emesi, Harez Aget, that we know certainly that the Mishnah over there states that if Reuven says to Rachel, I'm giving you this get from today, if I die, so over there, certainly, it's considered a val get, as certainly it's a t'nai, and therefore, it's Chal Mafreya once Reuven dies. Certainly, since the get was Chal, therefore, when Reuven dies, Rachel does not become Zakuk Yibam. Certainly, in that case, Rachel would not be able to do Yibam with Shimon, and if she does so, she would be Chayiv Karis. Since the case of Mayoyim Ola'ach HaMisa is very similar to the Lashon of Mayoyim Emesi, therefore, Rabbanu Ol'Geza, even though certainly in the case where Reuven said Mayoyim Ola'ach HaMisa, the get is not considered valid, and therefore, really, Rachel should be able to have Yibam performed. However, Lamaisa, we made Xeri that you shouldn't do Yibam, because potentially you'll come to do Yibam with Rachel, even in the case of Mayoyim Emesi, and in that case, you'll be Ivan Issa Deraisa. And Enoch Nami Zokta Baya, Dalafir Abichron, on Deraisidic level, when Reuven says to Rachel, Mayoyim Ola'ach HaMisa, really the get is not valid, and really Rachel should be able to do Yibam. And the Gemara continues and asks a question of Abaye, that if you're telling me that the Lashon of Mayoyim Ola'ach HaMisa and the Lashon of Mayoyim Emesi are so similar, and therefore we made Xeri in the case of Mayoyim Ola'ach HaMisa, so Lachira, in the case of Mayoyim Emesi, we should also be Geiza, and we should say that even though the get is really valid, we should require Rachel to receive Chalitza from Shimon, because maybe someone will confuse us in the case of Mayoyim Ola'ach HaMisa, they will think that in the case of Mayoyim Ola'ach HaMisa, you don't need Chalitza, and we stated that in the case of Mayoyim Ola'ach HaMisa, that's Chalitza for Leim Sabemes, and there's a requirement to have Chalitza. And as the Gemara states, V'nigza Mayoyim Emesi, the Tachlitz, up to Mayoyim Ola'ach HaMisa, and the Gemara answers, Imata Imach Chalitza from Sabemes, that we make Xer in that case where Reuven says to Rachel that the get should be Chal Mayoyim Emesi, which is really a T'nai, and really the get was Chal. So if we're going to say that at this point when Reuven dies, that Rachel has to do Chalitza, then potentially Shimon will say that since I'm have to do Chalitza, it must be that she's a regular Shemeres Yavam and I could do Yibam, and certainly in this case, since it was a get, therefore she's considered Grushas Achiv, and if Shimon does Yibam with her, he'll be over on Issa Karis as he's being born Eshashach Shalai B'Makam Mitzvah. And the Gemara continues that if you're saying that there's a problem that maybe he'll do Yibam, so Hachinami Ata Ibn Chaletzis Misabemes, then Lachur, even in the case where we do make this Takana and we send the Mishnah Mesechtes Gittin, that if Reuven said Mayoyim Ola'ach HaMisa, that you have to do Chalitza and not Yibam based on a Takana, based on a Gzira, so maybe he'll also go and do Yibam. And the Gemara says, Tesyabim Ve'im Bekaklum Chashashu Rabbanu, that in the Chinami over there, there's no problem, because even if it's true that Shimon will go and do Yibam with Rachel, however, if you're a Bechron, in that case, the original get that Reuven gave to Rachel was not considered a valid get, and therefore, once Reuven died, Rachel is actually Zakuk Yibam, and therefore, if Shimon actually does Yibam with Rachel, he was only Ivan this Takon Rabbanon on this Gzira, but he wasn't Ivan on any Din Deraisa, as certainly he has a right to do Yibam with Rachel on a Deraisa level. And we begin the new Mishnah, Ha'im Isha, Harei Mekudeshesli, Amanasha Etnlach, Messiahim Zuz, Harei Zu Mekudeshes, Behu Yitain, that if Reuven gives Rachel a Pruta, and he says to him, Be Mekadesh you now with this Pruta, on condition that I will give you 200 Zuz, then the Kedushin is valid, but he has to give the 200 zuz, as that is considered a t'nai in the kedushin, and the Gemara will explain when the kedushin is actually chal. And the Mishnah continues with the second case. If Reuven says to Rachel, on condition I'm going to give you 200 zuz from now until 30 days, then nasan labatek shleishim mekudeshes. If Reuven gives the 200 zuz to Rachel within 30 days, then the kedushin is valid. V'imlav ein mekudeshes. But if he doesn't do so, or if he dies within 30 days, and therefore he didn't have an opportunity to give her the 200 zuz, zuz, then certainly the kedusha would not be chal. And the Mishnah continued with the third case. Am nashiyeshli masayim zuz. Reuven says to Rachel, "I'm being mekadesh you on condition that I have 200 zuz. Harezu mekudeshes v'yeshloi. Then it's considered a valid kedusha, but he has to prove that he has 200 zuz by bringing edim. And if edim say that he has 200 zuz, even though he doesn't actually show it to Rachel, it would be a valid kedusha. However, the Mishnah continues, "Am nashiyeshli masayim zuz. If Reuven says to Rachel that I'm being mekadesh you on condition that I show you that I have 200 zuz, harezu mekudeshes v'yerla. Then the kedusha is valid. However, there's a tie that he has to show her that he has 200 zuz." And if he's a money changer and he shows her that he has 200 zuz, but those 200 zuz do not belong to him, then certainly it's not considered a valid kedushin. And the Gemara will explain that the chiddush of this last case in the Mishnah is that even though he's a money changer and people give him money and he has a right to go and use that money in order to change money and make money off that, and then he keeps some of all of those profits, and although there's a potential for him to make money off that money, but l'maisa, at that point, the 200 zuz do not belong to him, and therefore it would not be a valid kedushin. The Gemara will now bring two versions as to machlekes between Rav Huna and Rabbi Huda. The first version will be relevant to our Mishnah and relevant to kedushin. The second time that we bring down the same machlekes Rav Huna and Rabbi Huda will be regarding a Mishnah Masechtas Gittin. So our Gemara begins that our Mishnah stated that Reuven says to Rachel, "Harei mekudeshes li al menashe etelach masayim zuz, harei zu mekudeshes behu yitain." And itma we learned Rav Huna ama behu yitain. Rav Huna says that he has to give the 200 zuz. The ma'isa, once Reuven gives Rachel 200 zuz, then the kedushin will be chal l'mafreya. And Rabbi Huda says that the only time the kedushin will be chal is only once Reuven gives the 200 zuz, but it will not be chal l'mafreya. And the Gemara explains Rav Huna amar v'hu yitain t'nai have mekayim t'nai v'ozel, that it's only a t'nai, and therefore once Reuven is mekayim t'nai, then the original kedushin was chal l'mafreya. And Rabbi Huda amar l'chishi yitain l'chiyav have a kedushin hash to mila have a kedushin, that once he gives the money, then at that point the kedushin is chal. But right now she's not considered mekudeshes. And my benayu, and the Gemara asks, what's the nafkamina between Rav Huna and Rabbi Huda? Eke benayu shepashti yada v'kivul kedushin me'echa. If Rachel went in the interim and received kedushin from someone else without a tnai, Rav Huna lo have a kedushin. According to Rav Huna, once Reuven gives 200 zuz to Rachel, then that's considered kedushin l'mafreya, and therefore she's mekudeshes to Reuven and not to Shimon. However, Rabbi Huda have a kedushin. According to Rabbi Huda, the kedushin of Shimon would be chal, as l'maisa he was mekadesh Rachel prior to Reuven having chalais of his kedushin, as Reuven's kedushin was only chal once Reuven gives her 200 zuz, which of course occurred after Shimon already was mekadesh Rachel. And keep in mind that certainly the Gemara couldn't have said that it's nafkamina if Reuven died prior to giving 200 zuz, as certainly l'divrei hakol, since he wasn't mekayim the tnai, therefore the kedushin was never chal, and certainly even l'fi Rav Huna, Rachel would not be zakuk l'yibum. And the Rishonim point out that l'chari the Gemara could have given a very simple nafkamina in the case where Rachel was mezana within the period of time prior to Reuven giving her the 200 zuz, and then he gave her the 200 zuz. As a pointer of Huna, she would be chayim misa as she was an ishish, and a pointer of Yehuda, since her kedusha is only chal after Reuven gave her 200 zuz, therefore during that interim period she's not an ishish, and therefore she wouldn't be chayim misa. Also keep in mind that although we explained that Rabbi Huda said l'chshiyitain that prior to receiving the money she's not considered mekudeshes, only once she receives the money would Rachel be considered mekudeshes bevadai. However, the Rashba points out that some explain that when Rabbi Huda said l'chshiyitain, he means to say that once she receives the money, then certainly she's mekudeshes at that point. But in the interim period prior to receiving the 200 zuz, we would consider her mekudeshes misafik ayin the Rashba. The Gemara continues and brings down a similar machlekes between Rabbi Huna and Rabbi Huda, but the geir gerishin v'tnan nami gabi gittin kai gavna. And we also learned in Masechtas Gittin a similar machlekes in the case in Masechtas Gittin on daf ayin dalid, where the Mishnah states ha'im l'isha reize gittach hamnasha sitli masayim zuz, that this you get on condition that you give me $200, harezu megureshes, that she is megureshes, v'hititain, but she has to give that $200. And the itma, we learned over there, Rav Huna amma v'hititain, Rav Huna says the get is chal right now, on condition that she eventually gives 200 zuz, but once she gives the 200 zuz, then the get certainly would be chal amafreya, and Rav Huda imelich shititain, and Rav Huda states that the get is chal only once she gives the 200 zuz, and not prior to that point. And once again, the Gemara explains, Rav Huna amma v'hititain, t'na have mekayim etznai v'azol, Rav Huda amelich shititain, who'd have a get, hash to meal le have a get. And we continue on Daf Samach Amabez, and the Gemara once again asks, my benayu, what is the nafkamina between Rav Huna and Rabbi Huda? And the Gemara states, Iko benayu, shenskara haget, oisha ovad, if at the time that Rachel gives the 200 zuz to Reuven, the get was already ripped up, or she lost the get, the Rav Huna have a get, according to Rav Huna, it is a valid get, as the get was chal le mafreya, and Rabbi Huda le have a get, according to Rabbi Huda, the get is only chal at the point that she gave 200 zuz, and at that point, the get is no longer available, and therefore, it's not going to be a valid get. And in top Rashi to Amid, Rashi points out, my benayo, al kochach Rav Huna, nami asurli nasi achetitain, that even according to Rav Huna, certainly, she Rachel cannot get married until she gives the 200 zuz to Reuven, shem lo yiskai matnai, because maybe she'll never give the money to Reuven, the get bottle, benayo vamzerim, and the get will be bottle, and any children that she has from the second marriage will be mamzerim. The Gemara continues that we just brought down this machlekes between Rav Huna and Rabbi Huda, both b'negei ha-mishtah, b'negei ha-kedushin, and b'negei ha-mishtah mesechus gittin, b'negei ha-gerushin. And the Gemara says, b'tzricha, and we had to bring both of the machlekesim, the ashpin and gabi kedushin. If we'd only bring the machlekes b'negei ha-kedushin, maybe we would say, b'hokam Rav Huna mishtum del kravikasi, that Rav Huna stated it's considered t'nai, and therefore the kedushin is chal immediately, and just that there's a t'nai that he has to give the tour in zuz, because he wants to become closer with her, and he wants to be married to her, v'gam ha-kedushin b'puta shenasala, and as Rashi says, and therefore, when he gave it a puta, he really wanted to be mekadesh her at that moment. However, in the case of gerushin, since it's coming to distance himself from her and it'll break the bond, maybe we'll say Rav Huna will be meidel to Rabbi Huda that certainly he doesn't want to divorce her, and if it will be possible to reconcile prior to Rachel giving him $200, then certainly he would be happy with that. And ain under mar l'rachikas ishtoi. Therefore, we said that Rav Huna is chelik Rabbi Huda even b'degay gerushin v'itma b'hach. And if we would only say the machlikas Rav Huna Rabbi Huda b'degay gerushin, one may say b'hach kam Rav Huna mishum de'il lekasle l'mitbar. Maybe over there, Rav Huna said that when Reuven said that I'm giving you this get on condition that you give me $200, so he made it as a t'nai, as he wasn't concerned that he won't get the $200, as he won't be embarrassed to go and be tevei his wife because they have no relationship. But with the gay kedushin, where they're married, and potentially if there is a t'nai, then she would be embarrassed. She would be uncomfortable to go and ask for the money from her husband. So maybe Rav Huna would be meidel Rabbi Huda. Then in this case, certainly, Reuven said that I'm being mekadesh you on condition that I'm going to give you 200 zuz. Must be that Rachel told Reuven that the only way that I'll be desirable to get married to you, only once you actually give me the 200 zuz, as I don't want to have to come and try to collect from you, as I'll be too embarrassed to go and ask you to give me 200 zuz while we already are married and we have a relationship. Therefore, we also stated that Rav Huna is chaylik on Rabbi Huda, even in the Kaya Kedushin, and the Gemara states, Tzricha, and the Gemara continues, Meisvei will ask Kasha from the following Braisa, HaRezikitech Amenashas Titli Masayim Zuz, if Reuven says to Rachel, this is your get on condition that you give me $200, I'll be nishkara get, oishaobet harezum gureshes, and the Bryce specifically states that even if the get is ripped up or it gets lost, then it's considered a valid get. However, you can't get married to someone else until you give the 200 zuz. So we understand why it says l'ach loitinasi achetitein, as Rashi says that even according to Rav Huna, it's asurli nasi achetitein, because we have to be concerned that maybe there won't be a kiyum etnai, and therefore the get would be bottled, but now bamzerim. When Maisa in the ratio of the Bryce that states, how could it be a valid get if at the point that the get should be chal, which is once she gives the 200 zuz, the get is no longer around as the get was lost or was ripped up, and therefore there's a riot to Rav Huna for Oitanya. And we also learned to the Bryce, if Reuven said to her, this is your get on condition that you give me 200 zuz, and the mace, and then Reuven dies, so the din is nasna, if Rachel gave Reuven the 200 zuz prior to him dying in skukli abim, then certainly the get was valid, and therefore she's not zakalibim, loy nasna, but if she didn't give the money yet, then certainly this get is not valid because she never gave the money, and therefore she's skukli abim, and she's zakalibim, and shim glimet, and I send us lachav, loy lachav, and akrebim, that even though she didn't yet give it to Reuven, if she will give the money to Reuven's brother or to his father or to one of the krevim, then at that point the gel was chalim afreya, and therefore Rachel would not be zakalibim. Once again, the Gemara brings another riot to Rav Huna and against Rabbi Yehuda, because ad kan lay pligi, that the only machlekes between Tanakama and Shimon Gamliel is al demas sava leave lili yorshai, as the Tanakama holds that when Reuven made a condition that you have to give me 200 zuz, it meant to me and not to my yorshim, umas sava afil liyorshai, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that's a kima of the tnai, even if you give my yorshim the 200 zuz. As Rashi adds in, that even Tanakama would agree that if Reuven specified that I'm giving you this get on condition that you'll give either me or my yorshim 200 zuz, certainly since Reuven clarified this, then even Tanakama agrees to Rav Shimon Gamliel that if even after Reuven dies, Rachel goes and gives 200 zuz to the yorshim, she would not be zakuk libam. Therefore, the Gemara proves the kule almamia t'nai that all agree that it's considered t'nai and t'yufta to Rabbi Yehuda. This is a t'yufta on Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara explains amla Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda will respond, "Her money, Rabbi, he that ain't chinami, that this brisa is not going like my shita, and this shita is going like Rabbi. The Amr Rav Huna, Amr Rabbi, call im amanas, call im achshav dami. When someone says a lashon of amanas, it's considered considered as if he said that the Kedusha should be chal right now. Certainly, Lefi Rebbe, in this brisa, it definitely is a tnai. As Reuven said, HaReizekitech al-Menashe Sitli Masayim Zuz, Pligi Rabbana Leah, and Rabbana argue on Rebbe, Vanoda Amri Rabbanan, and I go like the Sheet Rabbanan, and that's why this brisa is not shver me. Rabbanan would agree to me. Reuven said to Rachel, HaReizekitech al-Menashe Sitli Masayim Zuz, Rachel didn't give Reuven 200 Zuz, and she only gave it to his Yarshim after he dies, or if at the time that Rachel gave the 200 Zuz to Reuven, the get was no longer around, as it was either ripped up or was lost, then certainly the Rabbanan would say that this get would not be a valid get. And the Gemara continues, Gufa, we learned, Am Rav Huna, Am Rebbe. Rav Huna stated in the name of Rebbe, Kala im al-manas, ka im achshav dami, if someone's used a Lashon al-manas, it's similar to a case where he said a Lashon al-achshav, and therefore it's considered a tnai. And Am Rav Zera, Am Zera stated, Kavina b'bavl, when I was in Bavl, Haver Mina, and we would say, Hadam Rav Huna, Am Rebbe, Kala im al-manas, ka im achshav dami, that this statement of Rav Huna in the name of Rebbe, that anyone that says a Lashon al-manas is as if he said, Achshav dami, and it's considered a tnai, Pligi Rabbanala, Rabbanah Chilik on the Shita, as Rabbi Yehuda stated beforehand, and they would hold that it's not considered a tnai, and it only is chal at the end, and once you fulfill the condition, and Kisalki Lassam, but when I went to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkhali Rabbi Asi, the Yosef Ekamala, Mishmid Rabbi Echon, I found Rabbi Asi was dashing this in the name of Rabbi Echon, and he said, Hakamayda, but Imam Nas, Kaim Achshav dami, that there is no machlekes between Rabbi and Rabbanan, and all agree, with Reuven said, Aloshan Amanas, is as if he said me Achshav, and it's considered a tnai, and the kedushin or the gerushin is chal immediately, and there's a condition that you have to fulfill that tnai. The only time we had a machlekes between Rebbe and the Chachamim is El Mayyim Achamisa, in a case where Reuven said that this get or this kedushin should be chal Mayyim Ula Achamisa. The Gemara continues, Vatanya, and this is exactly like we saw in the Braisa on Daf Nun Testament Beis, where we saw that there was a machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbanon in the case of Mayyim Ula Achamisa, as the Braisa stated, Mayyim Ula Achamisa, get vein a get to Rechamim. The Chum Mesupik, if it's a get or if it's not a get, they are Mesupik if this is Lashon Chazara or if it's a Lashon of a Tnai, and Rabbi Oimek is a get, Rabbi says certainly it's a Tnai, and therefore it is a valid get, certainly it's not a get La'achamiso. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Huda, the Ambab Nas Nami Pligi, and according to Rabbi Huda, who says that the Machlek is between Rabbi and Rabbanon, even where Reuven gave a get or gave Kedushin to Rochel, and he said, Almanas, Adamiflugim Ba'ayim La'achamiso, Niflugim Ba'almanas. So why did the Braisa previously say that the Machlek is between Rabbi and Chumim? Is in the case where Reuven said Hayyim al Achamisa, it would have been even a greater chiddush to say that Rabbanan Rebbe Achelik in a case of Almanas. And the Gemara responds, Leidicha Kechad Rebbe, the Hayyim al Achamisa Nami Harezeget, the Inachinami, that the reason why the Braisa brought the case of Hayyim al Achamisa is to tell us a greater chiddush of Rebbe, that even in that case, it's considered a tnai, and therefore the get is chal. And the Gemara is still not satisfied, and the Gemara is, Vlinifli Balmanas, Leidicha Kechad Rabbanan, the Lechayr let the machlekes of Rebbe and Rabbanan be brought down in the case of Almanas. And that'll show the Kayach Rabbanan that even in that case, we consider it a suffix, and therefore it's get for inner get. And Gemara answers, the inner chanami could have gone both ways, but the Maisa, we have a cloud that Kayach that Tehra Adif, as it's much harder to be mata something, as you have to have actual rayas, and you have to be able to prove your point, as otherwise, if you're not sure what to do, then it's very easy to ask something. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the second case of a Mishnah, where the Mishnah stated that if Reuven says to Rachel, Menashe Etnlach Mikan Vavam Yoyim, then Nasal Batech Shleshim Mekudeshes, and the Gemara asks, Pshita, the Lechurid is Pashit, as that was exactly what the condition was. The Gemara answers, Marutema, that one may have thought, Lav Tnahu, that even though Reuven made a condition that he has to give Rachel $200, but maybe Rachel said to Reuven that I want to make sure that I get the $200, and therefore I want to get it within the next 30 days, but Lemaisa wasn't actually a Tnai, Vilzruze Ka'amar, and she was only saying this to Reuven in order he's Mizaris himself to make sure to give it to her quickly, Kamash one, that's actually a tnai, and therefore, it's, since it's part of the condition, so if Reuven gives it a $200 within 30 days, it's a valid kedushin, but if he doesn't give it $200 within 30 days, then the kedushin would not be valid. The Gemara continues and quotes from the next case in the Mishnah, Al-Menashe Yeshli Masayim Zuz, if Reuven says to Rachel that I'm being Mekadesh you on condition that I have 200 Zuz, then if he has Edim, it's considered a valid kedushin, and the Gemara asks, V'necha Shem Yeshli, even if he doesn't have Edim, but L'maisa we should be Chayshish, that maybe he does have 200 Zuz somewhere in the world, and if so, it would be valid kedushin, and l'chayra it should be a suffer kedushin. And the Gemara continues and yes, v'oy tanya, we also have a brisa that actually states chayshin and shem yeshloi, that we achayish that maybe Reuven does have 200 zuz somewhere in the world, and therefore it's a suffer kedushin. And the Gemara answers ein chanami loikasha habe kedushin vade habe kedushin suffik. The Mishnah stated harezu mekudeshes v'yeshloi. All the Mishnah meant to say is if we know for certain that he has 200 zuz as we have edim, then certainly it would be a valid kedushin. However, ein chanami if he doesn't have edim, then it would still be a suffer kedushin, as we still would have to be choishish that maybe he has 200 zuz somewhere in the world. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the next case of the Mishnah that if Reuven says to Rachel, "Dam be mekadeshu al menasha erich masayim zuz," on condition I show you 200 zuz, then he has to show her that he has 200 zuz. And the Gemara states, "Tanu, we learned to the brisa leniskaven el reish mishaloi," that even if you had an edom that it says that he has 200 zuz, that is not enough, as she wanted to specifically be able to see that he actually has 200 zuz, and otherwise she wasn't going midas to be mekudeshes. And Rashi states, "Lefikachim her al shulchan shelafanav," that even if he shows her 200 zuz on the table that's in front of him, then it would not be a valid kedushin. And finally, the Gemara quotes the last point of the Mishnah, and if he shows her that he has 200 zuz and he places it on the table that's in front of him and he is a shulchani, then it's not considered a valid kedushin. And the Gemara says, pshita, the lemaisa, that money is not his. And the Gemara states, leitzricha, the afagav the nukad dami b'iska, that even though he actually raises money from other people and he actually keeps a percentage of the profits, even so, it's not considered his money, and therefore it's not considered a valid kedushin. And the Ritva points out that even if you keep all the schar, it would also not be considered his money, and it would not be a kedushin. And the Rambam even takes this a step further, and he says that even if Reuven borrowed money, and we have a klal that milvoleit sonitna, even in that case, at least in regard to this tnai, it would not be considered his money, and therefore it would not be a valid kedushin. And we will stop over here.